You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
An exciting week for sports. The Olympics kicks off this Friday in Paris, France.
Yes.
And LeBron James has been voted by his fellow Olympians to be the flag bearer for Team USA.
Really?
In Paris.
Interesting.
So, yeah, he did his little acceptance speech amongst his teammates and seemed very excited to do it.
Yeah, that's quite an honor. I mean, imagine the honor of carrying the flag in front of billions of people in honor of your country. That'd be fantastic.
Said it's an incredible honor to represent the United States on this global stage, especially in a moment that can bring the whole world together. So he will be out there for the Olympics. A lot of people excited to watch that this year.
They say that they almost got beaten the other night.
Oh, the South Sudan. They won 101-100 only because South Sudan missed a layup at the end of the game.
And they said that it was that Steve Kerr's fault as their coach.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Shocking.
That is shocking. I don't want to hear that.
To be
United
fair,
States basketball team getting beat by anybody.
To be fair, they blew somebody out the next game by like 30. So
yeah,
it's kind of like, oh, hey, maybe we should really put in a little effort here.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and that is to be expected, you know, close games between U.S. and Sudan.
The Sudan,
I mean, they're known for basketball.
It's actually, they said a country that would even be old enough to drive if it were a person.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Please win that
just
game.
Just to put it in perspective.
Please win that game. Today's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Vanilla ice cream, still the top flavor amongst Americans after chocolate chip making the tumble out of the top 10. So it's vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream in the top 5.
Oh. Yeah. Because, you know, vanilla is versatile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could do a lot with it. But also, it's like rum raisin is still in the top 10.
What?
It's like, how is that possible?
Rum raisin.
It's possible because they must not have surveyed any Southerners.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Never known a Southerner to eat rum raisin ice cream.
I don't even know that I've ever seen it, but who has eaten that? Terrible.
And true Southerners don't eat Rocky Road either. That's a Yankee ice cream.
What is that one?
It's got marshmallows in it.
Chocolate and marshmallows.
Like good,
dark though. Chocolate and marshmallow.
I do. I like Rocky Road. I mean, not as much as mint chocolate chip or something.
I like a mint chocolate chip too.
Okay, ladies.
wasn't Sunday National Ice Cream Day?
Yeah.
Well, so why we got so many ice creams in a row? I don't like this.
I don't know. Well, it is the most popular flavor, so maybe it deserves its own day, I guess. And then some movie news out this Friday is Deadpool and Wolverine expected to have a huge opening weekend. And Ryan Reynolds said that he wanted Madonna's song Like a Prayer to be in the movie. It's in the trailer if you've seen it. But he said to get the rights to play Madonna's song in the movie, he had to go visit her personally and request that she give access to the song.
Yeah, I think she never allowed Like a Prayer to be used in anything.
Yeah, and he says she actually gave a note about how to use it in this particular scene that said made it into the movie.
Yeah, gave a note, meaning the only way I'm letting you use this is if you do it my way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's such a boss move. Like, but you want to use, you're going to come visit me and ask me. I think it's awesome.
I don't really mind it. Protecting her. They've got an idea, but she can protect her her song. It's
a power play.
I just picture Madonna's house stinking. Like, I'm not going to your house.
Really?
Your house stinks.
Stinks.
I would never think of Madonna's house as stinking.
Madonna, what's that smell?
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
We have a lady who asked her friend to do her a favor, and the friend said, I would love to. Oh, and then the friend found out the extent of the favor, and now she doesn't want to do it. There's beef. Who's right, who's wrong? Wait until you hear what she asked her friend to do for her. That's group therapy next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There is the Jimi Hendrix experience, and then there is the Riggins experience. And that's what you can have tonight on our Facebook page. It's the Ace and TJ experience with Riggins. We do it every Tuesday night on our Facebook page at 7 Eastern, which means Riggins is staying up late. Because he's normally fast asleep by 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. So what can everybody expect tonight?
Behind the scenes details of the Ace and TJ show, which I know everybody's on pins and needles for. Mm-hmm. So I'll be talking about all the things that are going on.
So it's at the Ace TJ show on Facebook tonight at 7 o'clock.
It may not be the best therapy, but it's free.
You need many years of therapy.
This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ show.
We do it every Tuesday at this time. If you ever have a problem or an issue and you need some help, you can always just DM us at the Ace TJ show on any of our social media. You can email acetj@acetj.com. This is a good one today. This lady said, I'm an amateur photographer. It's basically just a hobby for me. I'm actually getting pretty good. My husband hates me sticking a camera in his face all the time, but it's fun for me, and that's all that matters. Well, my best friend was going to surprise her husband for his birthday by having a sexy photo session done for him as a gift. All of the photographers she contacted were way too expensive, so she asked if I would do it. And I said, I would love to. I told her just to give me an idea of the look she was going for and I'd start preparing. Well, the next day she called to talk about it, and her definition of sexy pictures and mine are, all caps, completely different. I was thinking skimpy shorts, low cut top, maybe some lingerie. No, she wants me to take very graphic sexual pictures of her. When I told her there was no way I would do that and how appalled I am at just the thought of it, she cussed me out, hung up, and I haven't talked to her since. Basically, she's offended because she offended me. I still love her as my best friend. I just don't want to take hardcore pictures of her. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. What would y'all do?
Oh, my God.
Lighten up.
Yeah, come on.
So basically, she wants her to be like her personal OnlyFans type photographer.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
All right, well, come on, Ace. You're my best friend. If I ask you to take pictures like that of me, you would do it. I got a heartbeat. Be like, man, you know, that's what friends are for.
I don't think I feel comfortable doing that.
She said very graphic.
Yeah. She wants me to take very graphic sexual pictures of her.
Oh, my head hurts.
What gets me is the lady cussing her out.
Well, she says she would do it, and then now she's backing out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the way you do friends.
I cleared my Saturday for this.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, and if she doesn't have money to spend on a professional photographer, she's not going to have money to spend on expensive lingerie or any of that kind of stuff. I mean...
Now put your feet in those stirrups and let's get to
snapping. Is it that different? Is it that different for women that she would just expect that her best friend would take those pictures of her? If TJ called me and said, "Hey, I want to do this, take some pictures for Jody for Valentine's Day," I'd be like, "Okay." And then he's like, "Here's what I'm going to be doing." No, man, I'm not doing that. That's weird.
You should do that. Jody would love that.
Oh, she would.
So. At the Ace TJ show, it's group therapy. What do you think? We'll get your responses next.
This is the Ace and TJ show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at aceTJ.com/weightloss. aceTJ.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Well, it's Group Therapy Tuesday. If you missed the group therapy today, it's one of our better ones. Essentially, a lady is an amateur photographer. Her best friend wants to surprise her husband for his birthday by having a sexy photo session done for him as a gift, but she can't afford a boudoir photographer. I guess an official boudoir photographer. She asked her friend if she would take her pictures. Hey, you're an amateur photographer. Would you take these pictures for me? She said, yeah, sure. Sexy pictures. I'd be glad to do that for you. She was picturing skimpy shorts, low-cut top, maybe some lingerie. But her friend came back and wants some very graphic photos taken, and she's not comfortable with that. So she said no. Actually, she told her there was no way she would do that, and she was appalled at the thought of it. And her friend then cussed her out, and they haven't spoken since. So, as she asked, what would y'all do? Well, it's pretty much a landslide. Everybody is on the side of the lady who wrote us. Like, hey, if you don't want to do it, you shouldn't have to do that. And, you know, you have boundaries, yeah. And you're allowed to have boundaries.
Yeah, if you don't want to be a good friend, I mean, you have the freedom to be a terrible friend.
Yeah, like Kelly here who said, she has no right to get upset with you for saying no. If you're not comfortable with it, there's nothing wrong with that as a friend. She should understand that. Her reaction says a lot about her.
Exactly. So does the request.
Yeah. Yeah. Every friendship comes with boundaries. Now, Joanna makes a point here. Joanna said, you could have simply said you weren't comfortable without expressing that you were appalled, and maybe it would have gone over better. Yeah, maybe you could have softened the blow of the delivery a little bit and just said, I'm not too comfortable doing that. As opposed to having to say, I'm appalled, you know, by what you did.
It's probably just the natural reaction, you know.
Now, there is Tracy here who says, it seems like your opinions on sexy pictures are a bit different. I don't see why you're offended. Boudoir photos were very popular a few years ago. She had no right to get mad at you, but perhaps you overreacted and it embarrassed her. I'd say talk it out.
She's trying to talk it out. The dirty one won't even talk to her.
Well, Courtney said, what is the big deal? She's not asking you to get naked. I'm sure this was harder for her to ask of you than it will be for you to take them.
Why would you assume that?
You know how difficult it must have been for her to ask you to take your clothes. Yeah. Do some very, very very graphic things.
Yeah. But I bet if she would have gotten the professional photographer, they would have said that. Just because you take boudoir photos doesn't mean that you want to take, you know, full on graphic sexual pictures of somebody.
Yeah, I do think there's a difference between boudoir like photos and
hardcore photography.
And like she said, like, she referred to dirty pictures.
I'm dying to know what she
wants me to take very graphic sexual pictures of her. Yeah.
Maybe we can write her back and find out what that specific request was. And then I can just see her on the other end of the phone going,
What? Is that even possible?
It ain't nothing you ain't seen before. I think it is. Yeah.
Come on, don't be a prude. Help me out here. I'm trying to save some money and surprise him. So, bottom line, today's group therapy, overwhelmingly, everybody sides with the lady who is deciding not to take the photos.
I like that. She was like, I was thinking like shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, I had a different idea.
I was thinking, you know, a trapeze.
Some pinwheels.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at aceTJ.com/weightloss. aceTJ.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Turns out our suspicions have been true all along, it seems. There's a story circulating that Justin Timberlake is the holdout for the big NSYNC reunion. They've been offered apparently a ton of money to do a stadium tour next summer, which will be the 25th anniversary of NSYNC. But I thought NSYNC had been out before. They said 2025 is their 20th anniversary. They came out before 2000, didn't they?
I don't think so.
NSYNC didn't come put anything out until 2000?
I don't think. Well, Backstreet Boys did.
Yeah, they say he's focused on his world tour. He's in Poland this coming weekend. The story is there was a meeting in New York yesterday between the other four members of NSYNC, and they're like, yeah, let's do it.
And they they had a meeting.
They may do it without Justin Timberlake. Well,
the stadium must be a lot smaller than they used to be.
NSYNC without Justin Timberlake is not NSYNC. That's all there is to it. So,
talk bad about JC.
Yeah, but they want to do it next summer in 2025 in celebration of the 25th anniversary of NSYNC. Yesterday it was. My name is Ace. Yesterday was the birthday celebration for Toby the Basset Hound. 10 years old. Big day. We met up at right around 3 o'clock. We met up at his favorite dog bar to go to. Small problem. The big area with all the big stuff that you run and play on didn't open until 4. And, you know, having a baby, we were on a limited time schedule because we had to be home by 6:30 in order to get ready for bath time and everything at 7 o'clock. So we didn't have a lot of time. So we stayed there. And then because Amanda had a couple of places that she wanted to take Toby. So then we ended up going to this brewery that's right around the corner that's new and expanded. And she used to go there with Toby every now and then. And so
you're going to have to redo it.
No, we don't have to redo it. But I did get there to arrive to find that she had him in a little T-shirt that said birthday vibes.
Oh. No, that's cute.
And then, he got water and treats. And, like, at the restaurant, they even fixed him a little piece of chicken and everything that he could have. And it was a nice day all the way around.
It's so precious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She spent the day, as I predicted, spent the day pretty much on the verge of tears. There were a couple of times we were talking about. I said, "Oh, you remember that time we came over here? We took Toby." Yeah.
Ooh. Fragile. A little fragile.
Yeah. It was a tough day for her because now that he's 10, it brings about for whatever reason, Toby the dog hitting double digits brings about a certain amount of inevitability. And like she said yesterday, this is her longest relationship, other than her family. This is her longest relationship that she's ever had. It's with Toby the dog.
Relationship?
Yeah, that she referred to as a relationship. I'm reporting the facts to you.
No, I understand.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, so this is her longest relationship is 10 years with Toby because I've only known her 7.5 or so.
Yeah. Maybe you could take her to that that special dog park where men wear white outfits and carry nets. That'll be Toby's favorite place to play.
It might be.
Yeah. Holy cow.
But the day went well.
Yeah. Good.
Verge of tears most of the day. But she was, it turned out to be, it was a very nice day. We had a lot of fun. It was very enjoyable.
Nice. That's all that matters.
I guess.
Is that you had fun.
Reagan the Now Trending coming up next.
It's a radio show. It's a podcast. It even has its own app.
Got the app on my phone, and it's like having a personal DJ in my pocket.
Get the Ace and TJ family app in your app store.
Download the app.
Or at acetj.com/app. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So McDonald's is in the news. They have extended their $5 meal deal throughout August. It was expected to run for only 4 weeks. Now it's running through August at 93% of their restaurants. So if you're not familiar, the $5 deal, you can get a McChicken or a McDouble, four-piece chicken nugget, small fry, small drink, $5.
Yeah, we got that deal on the road the other day, driving back from Louisiana.
Is that right?
You know, because I like some McDouble.
Yeah, sure.
No mustard or onions.
That is a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless you start looking at what it was like, you know, just 2 years ago, and you're like, oh, no, this is a highway robber.
Right.
It's borderline criminal. But I guess you take it where you can get it now. I mean, nothing is cheap now. So
in this day and age, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My little friend Jenny was the one. She does it every Saturday. And then she, we couldn't remember what to call it. So we asked her. It's called the $5 bundle. So I pull up to the speaker in Mississippi or wherever we are and ask for the $5 bundle.
And that's not what
and
it's called.
Made me look like a jackass.
What?
This ain't the cable company.
Just bundle it all together. It's a biggie bag.
I'd like the $5 bundle. I'm sorry.
She's made me look like a jerk.
I don't know what that is. The Olympics kicks off this week in Paris, France. Our athletes on their way, most of them already there. A lot of people pointing out they're still sleeping on those beds made of cardboard that was introduced a few years ago. They are, you know, not metal frames under the mattresses. They are just big pieces of cardboard that are stuck together, and they're supposed to be more environmentally friendly and discourage people from hooking up. Yeah. You know,
a lot of hooking up at the Olympics.
Yeah, so I guess, I don't know why they care. They're trying to put an end to it by introducing these beds. But, yeah, I guess it won't be happening. and in excitement for the Olympics, France has introduced scratch-and-sniff baguette stamps. So they're postage stamps. You can actually scratch them, and they smell like a fresh baguette. I guess they're hoping people will send postcards home or something like that, and you can give them a little sniff of France. Sounds pleasant.
Would you choose
it?
A baguette of all of the French foods that are so great? Is that what you would choose? Is the bread?
I think they look at the baguette as sort of like their thing, you know. But yeah, no, French cooking, you got a lot of options.
I'd want it to smell like them snails.
Some escargot. Maybe that's the right attitude.
Does a baguette smell different from another type of bread?
That I don't know.
Yeah,
what's the difference? I guess if you're French, it does.
What's the difference between a baguette smell and a croissant smell?
This smells like Sara Lee bread.
Just a bread smell, I guess. And then this weekend, the big movie is going to be Deadpool Wolverine, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, expected to be the highest grossing rated R movie of all time. With also the highest opening weekend for an R-rated movie of all time. So a lot of people excited for that. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay, ladies, we know your husbands have quirks that you don't like. Get on your nerves. But there is a lady who is divorcing her husband because of this little personality quirk he has. We'll tell you what it is and see if you can relate to her coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So when you live with someone, when you've coupled, they do things that get on your nerves. And if you care about the person, you overlook it. You may get aggravated from time to time. For example, my wife complains that I leave lights on all the time when I'm not in the room. Or when I'm drinking beers, doesn't matter if I have one or if I have 1,000. She says I'm going to leave one bottle cap out on the counter that I don't throw away. So the first time she said that years ago, I'd never noticed it. But ever since then, I've done it on purpose. Be that as it may. That's just how I keep things interesting in my marriage. But this lady says that the thing that her husband does has caused her to ask for a divorce. Every time he gets home, he sits in the car in the driveway for 10 minutes before he comes in the house. And they've been married for 2 years, and she said that he does this because he says it's because he came home one time and found his who he was seeing at the time with another guy in the house. So it's traumatic for him to enter a house without taking a few minutes to gather himself and prepare himself before he walks in, even though they've been married for 2 years.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And she was just kind of dealing with it until her son fell on the stairs and broke his ankle. She called the husband and said, hey, he's hurt himself, come home. He left work immediately, but got home and sat in the driveway. And she said, she happened to look out and see that he was sitting out there and ran out and goes, how long have you been out here? And he said, 8 minutes. And she said, well, come in, you got in. And start screaming at him. And he said, I'll be in 2 more minutes.
With his kid with a broken ankle.
Well, that's the way the story was. And then the people who wrote the story for, I guess, for the New York Post added that it's not his biological child. That's something that would keep most men from rushing in and helping anyway.
That doesn't make it any better.
But so she said at that point, she realized that she can't be married to him anymore. But not that he needs help. I mean, that's a serious issue mentally.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. You're just a
well, he's a baby, yeah. He's a baby.
You're not mentally ill.
Let's say you need your 10 minutes every day. In the case with the kid with the ankle, you don't need your 10 minutes.
But you may need 10 minutes. Like some guy commented and said, hey, I'm busy at work, and then on my way home from work every day, I'm on business calls and all. So when I get home, I sit in the driveway to decompress for just a few minutes, and then I go in. But no way would I ever count it and make sure it's got to be 10 minutes. And if we've got something planned, I'm not going to keep sitting there.
I got 2 minutes.
Or if there's an injured child.
So she said a neighbor ended up having to come over and take him to the hospital, and he followed him because he wouldn't go in the house and collect the kid.
It's horrible.
That's a great story. But then he waited outside of the hospital as well for 10 minutes?
Now he can go in places. He just can't walk in the house.
I got to hang
about
up.
That. He got a traumatic experience.
Not my own house.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting a divorce. Good, bad, who knows?
Can't blame her, really.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We have another one of those lists. This is an updated list of things that you're not supposed to say on dating apps. It turns the other person off. And I used to sit and read these things and go, come on, they're being too judgmental and there are too many rules and all this. And then it hit me one day that this is just their version of meeting in a bar.
Yeah.
You know, Ace, where we would always need to know how to approach someone in a different situation, a bar or a social event or something like that. And so the same mistakes are made with the young people on dating apps that a lot of dorks would make in person. So there are 30 of these. We'll just look at a few of them. They say the worst thing that you can comment on a dating app when you're first starting to talk to somebody is send pics. Now, if you have to be told that, I mean, come on.
But again,
but then you should look at it like it's a way to weed people out immediately, like a face tattoo.
True.
You know, if somebody's got a giant face tattoo and you're looking for somebody to be the, you know, the ambassador for your bank, you may not think that they could fit. They would fit other jobs maybe, but just not that one. So you'd know to rule them out of that one right away.
But the fact that the mere fact that somebody says, "Hey, how are you? I liked your, you know, I liked your profile. Oh, I liked yours. Send pics." Yeah. Like, what do you think is going to happen in that case?
And then coming in at a very, very close second is the eggplant emoji. What are these children doing?
Oh man, some guy like the second comment, he just sent the eggplant emoji. Like, hey,
just send your profile pic. Boom there. Number three worst is, "Hey sexy, what's your number?" Do young people call each other sexy?
Hey sexy, hey, what's your phone number?
Come here sexy.
Jeez, she's like, don't call me. Oh, I don't know. God.
And then the number four is, "Do you like bad boys / bad girls?" Hey, you like bad girls?
Can I ask you something?
What guy is it?
Do you like bad boys?
When they say, like, "I gotta go, I'm going to take a shower," and then the other person responds, "Without me?"
I like that one.
Saying you're so hot, H-A-W-T. Yeah. They don't like that.
Well, that's dumb.
You're so sexy. I really didn't know young people called each other sexy.
I don't know.
Would that be on an old people dating app?
Maybe, or an old guy trying to pick up a young woman. You are so sexy.
Now, here's a really good one. I'm shocked that this one is on the list, because this is, I think, foolproof pickup line. "Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?"
Yeah. Yikes.
"I think my Spotify is broken. You're not listed in the hottest singles."
It's kind of funny.
That's the best we've heard so far.
At least that's a little bit, clever.
That's kind of witty.
A little more current, I guess.
And then the last one is, "Does your friend on your profile pic have IG?" Yeah, that's not good.
You might want to check out your friend.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Back in the 80s and early 90s, there was a really popular rock and roll band that played the rock and roll for the kids. Would be considered a hair band, but talent-wise was above what your stereotypical hair band would be considered. And this group is called Skid Row. Skid Row had hits on the rock and roll stations and also a couple of top 40 hits with their, what we called back in those days, power ballads.
Yeah.
Those were love songs that had a ripping guitar. But the group has broken up and they're playing differently now. The lead singer's name is Sebastian Bach. And he's doing tours as Sebastian Bach. And then the rest of the Skid Row, they're doing a tour as Skid Row, right, Ace?
Yes, that's right.
And they have, I guess, different lead singers from time to time on their thing. And one of them you told me about the other day was one of my all-time favorite singers, Lizzie Hale of the group Hailstorm.
Yeah, their lead singer is ill and left the band. He had to quit the band and return to Europe. And so they got her. They had some shows left. So they got her to come to. She's a huge fan.
It was good. But I saw a video clip of Sebastian Bach's band in concert. It looked like a small club they were playing. And Sebastian Bach brought out his 11-year-old son, Trace, to play guitar on their hit Youth Gone Wild.
Okay.
Now, what makes that so special is that he already had a son on stage playing, a son whose name is Paris. So Trace is 11, Paris is 35.
Ooh.
You think they've got different moms?
Yeah. 11 and a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is right at the difference between my two sons.
Mm-hmm.
That's what 11 and 35 is, what, 24 years, and mine is 22 years, 20 or 21 years.
So I believe in the video, 11-year-old Trace comes out, and he's tall, skinny, got long straight hair like his dad, and I think he was wearing leatherish pants and no shirt, and I mean he was ripping on the guitar. Wait, and I couldn't help but think, what WWRT, what would Riggins think?
Well,
because he tends to be, you know, that's not from his era. He's a little, yeah, they are. They're leather pants. Yep. And he's got his axe there, ripping.
Yeah,
and it's like side by side with his daddy.
Shirtless.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What do you think, Riggins?
Rock and roll, man. I mean,
I'm not really a huge fan of him being shirtless. Let's just keep your shirt on.
Well,
that's weird.
Now you're 11. Let's keep your shirt on.
Yeah.
But.
Rockstar.
Rockstar. Yeah. That's in his blood, though, you know?
Yeah, I was born to rock, Daddy.
That's like the family business. He's teaching his son the family business.
Yeah. His son's going to be into wrestling just like this kid's into rock music.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But that's not Ace's business.
Well, true.
Yeah.
I mean, this
not
is...
Not yet.
You know, this is the deal. And I wonder what 35-year-old Paris thought about it. He's stuck back there hidden behind the drums. And then this 11-year-old from the young mom gets to come out and be front and center with dad. Oh, there are going to be some issues with that. Watch.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So the Olympics kicks off this Friday in Paris, France. LeBron James has been voted by his fellow Olympians to be the flag bearer for Team USA. So I haven't seen any of the performers for the opening ceremony. I've heard rumors that Lady Gaga might show up and sing something, which would be great. She does the national anthem really well, but she obviously won't be singing it there.
Well, unless she just does it. They don't invite her.
Right.
<That'd be> sick.
she just walks out there.
Coming through.
What's going on?
With a bullhorn.
You know, the opening ceremony is always much more formal than the closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
So the closing ceremonies are the one you would really want to play, I would think, because it's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
you don't get as many people watching, but still, it's very exciting either way.
Who was the best performer at an opening ceremony? Was that the Spice Girls? Was that the biggest one when they did the Olympics in the UK and the Spice Girls reunited?
I don't know. I know when they did the Winter Olympics that year in America, KISS performed. On a little moving a stage moving across the ice.
Didn't Whitney Houston sing at an Olympic thing?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, so that kicks off Friday. We'll see how that turns out with LeBron being the flag bearer. Some interesting news. Chick-fil-A is testing out French fries. French fries, not waffle fries. These are just regular French fries.
Huh.
So, TJ, I know you're not a fan of the waffle fry. This might be right up your alley.
Yeah, it may be.
Like maybe there's a market to expand by offering people the option.
They said more options is always a good thing.
It's not that I don't like the waffle fry. I just don't think Chick-fil-A puts enough salt on the waffle fry. So they can have every kind of fry they is. But if they ain't going to salt it enough, then I'm going to be in the same boat.
Ooh, these got some seasoning on them.
What kind of seasoning?
Looks like like a little bit of a like a Cajun looking seasoning.
Oh, okay. But it's a salt that goes on after they come out of the grease, not coated in it, right, like Arby's.
Right.
Okay, well, then I'll try that.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out. And then the world's most expensive fossil was just sold at auction. It's a stegosaurus named Apex. They expected the thing to go for about $6 million. They opened the auction at $3 million. And it ended up selling for $44 million to a billionaire hedge fund manager, whatever that means. But this is what it looks like. It's a fully, you know, all the bones in it, stegosaurus. And it $44 million.
$44 million.
What do you do with that? You put that in your house? Is that cool to have in your living room?
That's not real.
Well, the billionaire thinks it is. He has to for $44 million.
I know Nicolas Cage owned some fossils, some dinosaurs, and he had to sell them when he hit some financial troubles. But, yeah, $44 million for a dinosaur? I don't know. More coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I will always remember this story that Techni Rob shared, I don't know, a few years ago. For I think it was about a year, every day when he would come home from school, he would watch Austin Powers in Goldmember every single day for at least a year, right? It was a year.
Yeah, as soon as it came out on DVD, I was watching it every day.
There's not one thing that I love. I mean, movies aside, there's not one thing I love so much that I want to enjoy it every day for a year. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel sorry for you. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, Especially maybe that is sad.
No. Meaning that it's something that it's going to be the same exact thing. Like if it is, if it's food, like every day you're going to eat your favorite pizza.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that for a year.
I don't think so.
Yeah. There's
not a single thing.
It's just a repeat every day.
Just a repeat every day.
After a few days, just like, okay, that's enough. I can't do this anymore.
What about coffee?
Okay, there we go.
That's a good point.
That's not bad.
That's fair.
A glass of tea, maybe. Yep. Mm. But an entertainment product like that.
No.
And he did it for a year. And it's like, it's not even like The Godfather or something. It's Austin Powers in Goldmember. I mean, the second Austin Powers movie.
The third.
Is it the third?
Yeah. Ooh, you better watch your... Shagged Me was the second
one. You better watch your mouth.
Well, I got the title right. It's not Goldmember. It's Austin Powers in Goldmember is the official title. But I just can't imagine loving something that much that you would want to watch. Enjoy it every single day. So what is a movie that you've seen more than any other movie? But tell us the situation, how you ended up enjoying it every single day or as often as you did. Because I don't have anything like that.
Mine's Smokey and the Bandit.
Mm. You've seen that more than any other movie?
Yeah, because my mom would drop us off at the movie theater to babysit us when we were little. And and I say little, and that movie had a lot of cussing in it. So I guess I was about 8 or 9. And you could pay one price and go see the show all four times it aired during the day. They would play it during the day. So every day go and sit for four runs of Smokey and the Bandit.
And it's like a 2 hour, hour and a half movie?
2 hours back then. Yeah.
And so you watch 8 hours of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Can you estimate how many times you thought you saw it?
At least, I would say somewhere between 16 and 25.
So what is it for you? The movie you've watched more than any other at the Ace TJ Show. We'll get yours next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more.
Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So what's the one movie you watched more than any other? We were just talking about Tech D Rob sharing that unforgettable story about how he watched Austin Powers in Goldmember every single day after school for at least a year.
How much of it would you watch every day, Rob?
I would stay on, like, till the end.
The whole thing. Okay. The entire thing.
That shoots my theory down. Well, there's no way he watched the whole movie every day, but maybe so.
No, I think, for me, it's Goodfellas, but I've probably watched it less than 8 times throughout the whole thing. And that's, like, my favorite movie ever. So what is it for you? What movie have you watched more than any other movie? And tell us the situation about how you ended up watching it so very much. There's a lot of these. But Christy's got a weird one. It Takes Two. Starring Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. I remember this movie from 1998. She said it was the only thing that kept my 2-year-old quiet. But that movie was awful. And okay. I was a kid, and that movie was still awful.
That's a good point, too, though. If it's one of those situations where you're playing it for your child or whatever, yeah, you don't care. If it's working, you just play it every day.
You just happened to see it. Yeah. You didn't seek it out.
Sure, I get that.
Christine said The Wedding Singer. It's been there through the good and the bad. Songs from it were played at my wedding, and it's been quoted more times than I'd like to admit. My first big breakup, I watched it. I'd play it every night just to distract my young, broken heart.
You know, it's a sad. What I remember about that movie the most every time I think of it is how forced that one line was about take off the Van Halen t-shirt. Yes. You're going to jinx it and the band will break up. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was so forced in there. Yeah. It just ruined the whole movie.
It was dumb.
It's the Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler. I don't think I've ever seen that. Mark said, I used to watch Without a Paddle every night while I went to sleep for several months. I don't remember that one.
Does it count if you're watching it to put yourself to sleep? I mean, I guess it does.
I think so.
You're just putting it on. I know this will make me doze off here in the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so.
I was dating a girl that had to watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives every night to go to sleep. It was like Guy Fieri just screaming at me. Watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Ran with Tosh.
Yeah, he does scream. It's on that intro.
It's not relaxing at all. A woman got duped on Uber Eats. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I just saw this video yesterday, but at the Dodgers Red Sox game on Sunday night, there was a big brawl in the crowd, and it all started because a guy threw a drink on a woman. Something about that just seems...
Shouldn't be done.
It shouldn't be done.
Shouldn't be done.
I mean, men shouldn't be interacting with women at all like that. But throwing a drink on a woman seems like the most wimpiest... I don't know.
Was she with him? I saw that Otani and... And what's his name? T.O., the home run derby champion guy.
Yeah.
From this year. They were... You know, watching it. And,
yeah, I mean, it became such a big deal that they turned around in the dugout watching this thing. But he just, like, you know, flicks his wrist and, like, dumps, like, a drink on it. It's like, dude, what are you doing? He should be beat up. I really feel that way.
Teoscar is the guy.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's this story about a woman. She says she got duped on Uber Eats. She was having a girl dinner, right? So a girl dinner is kind of a random... combination of things that women put together when they don't feel like cooking a full meal. It's called girl dinner. She said, I was playing a little girl dinner and I decided to get a slice of confetti cake. And she says she got duped because the cake came from a ghost kitchen. Mm-hmm. And when the confetti cake She started eating it, and then she looked down at the packaging, and she noticed that it was sealed with a sticker, and on the sticker, it had the logo for Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And so she was eating a slice of cake from Chuck E. Cheese. And she goes, I got duped. I got duped by a ghost kitchen. And she goes, now, for the record, it was good cake.
Then you didn't get duped.
Yeah, then what do you care? I mean, Chuck E. Cheese was in the news during COVID because they were selling pizza under a different name through a ghost kitchen, but people found out that it was coming from Chuck E. Cheese, and they felt very burned by the whole situation.
What does it
but
matter?
They also liked the pizza.
Yeah.
So I don't think you got burned at all.
Yeah, how'd you get burned? You ordered confetti cake from someplace you didn't, whatever, and you got confetti cake, and you admit that you liked it.
Yeah, but part of it does feel a little dishonest when you're using a different name to sell your product. It's something about it does feel a little off.
And confetti cake, by the way, should be added to the list of women foods.
No, fair.
Not a lot of guys.
Yeah. They'll eat it and they like it. Guys do, but you know, it's strictly, you know, mainly just for women.
You know what I'm craving? A nice fat slice of confetti cake.
Better yet, a confetti cupcake.
It's kind of crazy. You didn't get duped, though.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.